Vayter and Shas Rindav Nunvav, picking up by the second line of Nunvav, next part of the Mishnah, Echad Ha'ara Ve'echad Ha'gomer Kana. Whether a person does a Ha'ara, which is like the beginning part of the Bia, or he does the whole thing, he is good to go. My Kana, what does it mean when it says that he's Kana? Means to say, we hear Machlokas, Rav Omer Kana Lakol, he's Kana everything, which means even... Rashi says, "Kana lakol ba'achas min habios gruos halalu kana lakol lachol davar to every matter." V'chelz b'truma miyachi truma immediately in coin if he's a coin. I feel hachol m'didas yam even to another place. V'lo ba'aleh be a gemur even going to be a gemur still it's going to be kana completely even a little bit. Rav and Shmuel Amar lo kana l'davar m'ur b'parasha. The thing is going to be kana to things that are written in the parasha. Rashi says, "B'parasha yavamin shekasva ba mikrozeh." Any of these type of things that what Lira should be nixe achiv that she goes ahead and she will he will he's going to get the stuff from his brother that died ulapotem and ayibam and. Meaning they're full on, and what happens says Rashi is, for example, the imase, let's say they died, velo bottom, he has children, mishachesh, another woman, and that's what we know it says you're building up your brother's house. So just a regular case of a guy married to a girl, and then the guy dies, but he had children with someone else, and there's no yibum over here. The imase, velo bottom, mishachesh, but there's a shuk, is good to shuk. Oh, ima, utsia, beget, lo bay chalitza. And if you send her with a get, you don't need to do chalitza also. Oh, ima, salo tsara, niftar, bia, zilzu, and if she has a tsara, the tsara is out with the bia of this one. Sazigimah, whoa. Well, let's break it down a little more. Min nisuin l'divrei kol achol. When it comes from nisuin, let's say Reuven and Shimon. Reuven ends up dying and leaves over Rachel to Shimon. If it was a full on, then everyone agrees they have truma. Rashi says min nisuin hechad the naflu lefanav. Min nisuin shekvar hiso chelas b'meyachol. If she was already eating truma, she's a Israelis, but she's married to a kohen, she can now eat truma. Ukishamei subata kinyanu paska melachol. She stopped eating until the kohen lo pligi the kanya lo ach. Be a gruel achil and now she can go back to eating it. Everyone agrees that's going to work. The havas kachal mekar says gruel because she was eating it originally. Ki pligi, where is my chlokas be'erisin? Rav Amar Ochel, she can go to eating it right away. Da'ar Rabbi Rechmana be a shogeg kamezid. We said the Gemara brought it earlier on that if a person does be a shogeg be a mezid, right? So we came out that shogeg is like mezid. That it's going to be a full on wife. Just like it was done with Mates here too. Shmuel Amar, he says, Ki Rabbi Rechmana Lu'uk Mebim Kombal, when the Teira Kedusha came along and wanted to include this type of thing, it was only in reference to setting the Yavam in place of the Baal. But La Lume Mebal Lo, to make it stronger than the Baal, not. If when it was a state of Erisin, she wasn't allowed to go ahead and eat the Truma then, you can't say now that this is going to allow her to go ahead and be stronger than that relationship and that she's allowed to go and have. Truma, nothing doing, not until it's a full on, but if it's a little bit, then it does something, but not that. V'ozah Shmuel, the Tamei Shmuel goes according to his own logic, that this type of Yibam, which is a Shvachat type of Yibam, doesn't allow it to eat Truma if it came from Erisin. How so? The Amar of Nachman, Amar of Shmuel. Kol Shehabal, Michael Yavva, Michael. Anything that the Baal will give over to eat the Yavam can only give to us. V'chol she'ina ba'al ma'ichel Yavam in a mechel. Anything ba'al can't do, he can't either. Rashi says, but be a guru, we're talking about with a be a guru here. Me'sevei frek the Gemara, really Shmuel, is that true? Bas, so when we have a brisa, which says, wait. You have a case of a bas Yisroel pikacha, shenasar shalakoyim pikach. In other words, they're both sane. They're both in the right state of mind. And then they go, everything's great. Everything's wonderful. And they go and they do erisin. Velo hispik lakonsad shenasharish. And they don't have the ability to actually, and they end up, and then before they end up doing nisuin, he becomes a cherish, which we call a deaf mute. Eino Achelis, now she's not allowed to have truma, even if they go ahead and fully finish off the marriage. Meis v'nafla, Rashi says, Eino Achelis, the Gazrinan nesue cherish atu kidushe cherish. Could that mean, like, come on, we're going to come worried that people are going to think that you're allowed to kidushe cherish like that when you can't. Meis v'nafla if neyavim cherish, let's say that he ends up dying, and as she falls to do yibam, to a yavim who is a deaf mute, and he does yibam, then ocheles ubezo yafek koach yavam mikoach baal. Rashi explains that mace cheres zeh. This guy is cheres. He dies. La'achas shekans after he was already machneser. V'nafal of neyibam cheres. If you want then ocheles. Rashi says the lo gara bias cheres may be a shogeg was nus va'onis she'in meskaven liknos for Rabbi Rachman el gabi yavam that it actually works. now brings up the Gemara. Bishlam Rav El Nicha. This all makes sense. This woman in question here, who wasn't allowed to go ahead and have truma to when she was engaged to this kohen, is allowed to have truma if the chayrus brother goes and does a shvachet dekayibam with her. Elul Shmuel, according to the Shmuel, kasha. This is a kasha because according to him, we know that shvachet dekayibam doesn't allow her to have truma if she wasn't allowed to do it to her husband beforehand. So how could it be that over here the yibam of the chayrus will let her go and do it? And the Shmuel says back, no. Emachi, explain it to me in the following. V'lo hispik lekonsa adshin ischaresh. And let's say he didn't have an opportunity to go ahead and marry her. And I know he didn't do full on Yisuan before she ends up, he becomes a cheresh, a deaf mute. Eino ocheles betruma. She is not allowed to have truma, even if afterwards he goes and he finishes it off. Kanas, what happens if he went full on Yisuan? The achekach nischaresh, and then he went off, he became a cheresh. Then ocheles, she's allowed to have truma. Mace v'nafal lefneyavim cheresh ocheles, and she continued eating it. So what happened was is that she was eating already, and now she's just continuing eating what she was already allowed to eat. Umay bazu, and what does it mean when it says that bazu that we said in the Mishnah, the Bryce over there? And this is a case is yafa koach yafa mikoach abal. What did that mean? That means is the ilu bal cheresh meikara lo ocheles v'ilu yavim cheresh meikara ochla. If a regular husband situation were to be that he's a cheresh originally before he did any suin, so she's not allowed to have any truma. Right? She says kodem shekonsa. However, yilu yavam, when it comes to yavam, he's a cheresh meikara achla, then he's, even if she's a cheresh originally, she's allowed to go ahead and he's allowed to eat it. Now, this is talking about when she was allowed to eat it with her first husband, but that's where we say that this is more chashev. V'igadam, some go along and say it differently. They say, what exactly the machlok is between Rav and Shmuel? Some say that mina erisin, if you're talking about a case where she did yibam after erisin, only erisin happened, then she did yibam, divrei kolocha, she's not allowed to eat, because she wasn't allowed to eat from her husband, who was a kohen, so she can't do it either. The halo achle b'chayibal, she never ate it during the time of your husband while he was still alive. So keep li, what's a machlokas, mina nisun, only when it comes to nisun. Rav amr chelas, uvdaha, havas achle meikara. Rav says she can eat, she's allowed to have truma now. Why? Says Rashi, daha achla meikara, v'hashta hadra b'hachbiya, daha rachmana rabia, the Torah included type of bia to work. She's not allowed to eat any ochel. She doesn't eat. Why doesn't she go and machen eaten? Ki Rabbi Rachmana bia shoge kemezid. When is it? Ki Rabbi Rachmana bia shoge kemezid. When did he make a bia shoge to be like mezid? Lots of dvarim amurim beparsha. It's only things that are written by Yibam in reference to Yerusha and things of the sort. Right? That she goes ahead, that the Yavan's going to get the Yerusha of the dead brother, and that the Yavama doesn't have to do any sort of breaking away from it and things like that. But in all other things, no, it's not true. Not going to happen. This type of act doesn't allow a full-on, like it's a full-on Yibam, that she's allowed to go out and have Truma over here. It's got to be a full-on Tashmish in order for that to be good. Is that really true? You're telling me that this Bia, that's really Shvach, the Shvachetika Yibam, when it's done just like the first step, the first stage of Ha'ara, that that's going to not allow her to have Truma, even though she ate Truma previously? Previously, on her marriage, she ate Truma. V'amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, is that really true? Kol Sha'abal Meichel Yava Meichel, anything the Baal can give, the Yavin let her give, like we saw. So what are you going to do with that? As the Gemara, Ema, let's explain what that means is, Kol Bia Sha'abal Meichel Ba, Yavam Meichel Ba, Kol Bia Sha'ein Baal Meichel Ba, Ein HaYavam Meichel Ba. Kol Bia, any of it's a full-on type of Bia, that if it's done for Nisuin, then what happens, Sha'abal Meichel Ba, Yavam Meichel Ba, then he can go out and he can give her also. The way that Rashi explains this is that if the bia was done with the proper kavana to do nisuin, then you're good. But if she, then she's allowed to have truma if the yavam does it also with the proper kavana over here. But if it was done, if the husband did it in a way that he didn't have the proper kavana, so then the yavam also can't go ahead and affect in such a way. So a kohen, Lamasha, wouldn't go ahead and give over to his wife to eat truma if they had it with the wrong kavana when they were doing the suin. And therefore, never really had her as an Nesua. So we say the same idea when it comes to Yavam, is not going to give his Yavama Truma if the Yibam was done without the proper Kavana, even if she already had Truma while married to the original guy. Now, frak the Gemara. Meisvei, frak the Braisa, basis of Bikacha, Shinisarsa, Lakoin, Pikeach, Velo is Pik Lakon, Sachin, Ischari, Shaino, Cheles. The basis, all those who are all in the right mind, this is just Arison with the coin is in the right mind, Velo is Pik Lakon, Sachin, Ischari, but what happens, he loses, he becomes a deaf mute. Eino, Cheles, not afterwards, gonna have to do it. Meisvei, Nafal, Lefne, Yavam, Cheresh, but let's say she ends up dying, and then now she falls to Yibim before the Yavam, who's also a Cheresh, then Ocheles, he eats. That makes sense. It's good. And according to the Rav, the Metaritz get the Taritz Meikara. Explains Rashi that what does that mean? That Metaritz looking Metaritz Meikara. Aliba the Shmuel Chisur Mechser of Alchitan is what it meant. Kansa vechakach nescharish ocheles meis venafel if they yiba yavam cheresh ocheles the ha achla meikara. Elul Shmuel Kasha. According to Shmuel, it's a Kasha. So it's going to be a Chinami. Good point. Kasha. It is a Kasha. What exactly is the question over here? Because according to the new way we learned it, that Shmuel would say that Yibam without the proper Kavana would never allow the Yavama to eat Truma, even if she ate Truma when she's married to the first Hubby Dubby. But the Braisa says that the Yibam of a Cheresh, of a deaf mute, which is clearly without the proper Kavana, allows the Yavama to have Truma. So clearly this goes against him. Says Gemara, Kasha. As always, Kasha doesn't mean you're out the window. It means it's a good question. We just don't have an answer for it right now. Viter Tanuramanon. Basis of Pikacha Shinisasa Lakoin. Because let's see, everyone's in the right mind. Everything's great and wonderful. Vlo is Piklakon Chashin is Kharish. But then before they end up doing this suit, and what ends up happening is he becomes a deaf mute. And again, a deaf mute, we're looking as a person that doesn't have the proper das to be able to enact a real nisuin. Eino Echel, she's not able to have truma in such a marriage. Nolad Laben, what happens? She ends up having a child from this relationship. Now, this kid is obviously a son of a Kohen. Says Rashi, Nolad Laben, Ocheles. She is allowed to eat truma. Amazing. Says Rashi, Ocheles Bishvil Benak, Yedichsev, Vilid Beso. Heim yochu belachmo, kari bei achiluk. Right, so she's allowed to go and eat now. Ocheles, meis ben, but let's say the boy ends up dying. She says, va'av kaim, and the father's still alive. Then what happens? Aminosin omer, Ocheles, she can go and continue eating once she started. Rashi says, b'shul baila. And v'cham omer, ein Ocheles, she's got to stop. She's not allowed to eat anymore. She was only allowed to have it because of the kid. And once that's gone, it is gone. My time with Rabbi Nosson, once Pshat Rabbi Nosson, says you're allowed to continue. Amar Rabba, Hol Shekvar Achla, because she already ate. She already started. What, are you going to stop from eating? It doesn't make sense. Amar Rabbi says back, Elameata, really? You want to try to work that? That really makes sense to you. Then what? How do we deal with this? Basisol shenisays lekoin umisle. Let's say basisol she married to a coin, and then the coin dies, and they had no children. So right, Rashi says below Ben without any son. Teichol, we're going to say she's allowed to go ahead and continue eating because she kfar achla, because she already ate beforehand, so she just be able to continue doing it. Come on, we know that's not true. Alakivin the mislay pukale kedushasim mine once he dies, so the kedusha is gone. Hachinai, the same thing over here. The only reason she did is because of her son. So kivin the mislay pukedushasim mine once the boy dies, now the kedusha is gone as well. So he shouldn't be allowed to continue eating. So we have to come with another answer. So what's Pshat Rav Nosson? Ella, Rav Yosef, Kasav Rav Nosson, Nisui Cheresh Machilim Bitruvin. He's of the opinion that being married the Nisuin of a Cheresh actually allows you to have truma. Rashi comes in and explains Kasav Rav Nosson and Sui Cheresh, why the kitsha kishu pikeach. At the time that the kiddushin, the actual erusin, it was a pikeach. Machilin bitrum with the rice, you're really allowed to do it. Mishas erusin. When is it true that when can a woman who's the basisol marries a kohen, at what stage can she eat truma? Even from erusin itself. Ochel, zichsev, a kohen, ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo, hu yochabo. And so really, midoraisa, she's allowed to start even from that state, even right now. The Rabbanan came along and they made a gezera in such a case that what? You're going to give it to her while she's still living in her father's house, and she's going to give it to her siblings, like we say in the Gemara Ksuvas, that we're going to get over there. So therefore, right, we don't give it to her at that particular stage. But that's what we're not worried over here now. But once we're talking about a case of Hilkach, given the high Bishas Kenyan, having been Das, Vahashta, Chnitza, Luchuppa, Velakal Mizr, Shematishka, Achla, we're not going to worry that he's going to give it over. Ava, Logazrin, and Nisui Cherish, Atu Kidushi Cherish. not worried about any sui cherish out to a kiddushi cherish. The law by kinyan who rabbanan das because any sui cherish to have a ben das b'shas kiddushin out to hechad the kachshu cherish the kinyan alav kinyan kinyan alav kinyan. So therefore he says that because of rabbanas any sui cherish machilim b'tshuma. But look at zin any sui cherish out to kiddushi cherish. We're not making a gezera of all you can't any sui cherish because of kiddushi cherish. You don't make such a thing. So you're allowed to. El amale abaye. In fact, abaye ihachi nolad la ben lamali. Why do you got to be a case of when she has a kid and then the kid dies? Like, who cares about that? If you never had a kid, she should still be okay with truma. Says Gemara, Mishum Rabbanan. In order to what? To teach us, says Rashi, Lashminan Hichad Nolad Laben Modu. They are masking in the case when the boy is, when they bear a child, that's going to be okay. I, Valiflag Rabbi Nasan Alayu Beresha. Why did Rav Nosson wait to the end to go and speak up? Why didn't he right away say when the rabbis came along, when the rabbanim came along and they said that a suah v'cheres is not allowed to have a truma? Why didn't he ready to speak up? He says, yes, they are. The Gemara, Shavak lu rabbanon ad demesayme milsayu. He let him finish what they had to say. V'hadar padak alayu, and only then he came along and he argued with them. Nice lesson. His response was not only to the second part, but even to the first. He was going on both. Says Gemara Yochiv, that's really true. The listening may saben eino ocheles. Rabbi Nosson Omer ocheles. If really he was just waiting for them to finish their point, and then he was speaking up. Nice lesson during Sfiras Omer and lo nagu kavod zabezeh. So really, that's what it's coming to do. So then, what it should have said is that the Brisa should have spoken out and said, and if the child dies, he can't have truma, and that's the end. And then Rabbi Nosson Omer ocheles Nosson says that he can, that she can have truma. The actual order of the Brisa said Meisa ben Rabbi Nosson Omer ocheles vechachamim Omer meino ocheles. But really, if you want to say that he's waiting for them to be done speaking, so then let it say Meisa ben chachamim Omer meino. Right, he should have put it in that word, in that order. Says Gemara Kasha. Okay, that's a good point. Kasha and Amaisa. But still, he was arguing on both points.
Zok the next part of the Mishnah. Chenaba al achas mikol harayosa. We're going a whole list over here. Says anyone who goes, anyone who has a relationship with any of the rayas in the Torah, or psulos kigon amal al kohen gadol. Back in the Mishnah, agusha chalus al kohen hedyot mamzeres sin li yisrael bas yisrael mamzeres l'nasin. It's pasla. It's going to mess up for kahuna velochilik ben bia labia. Doesn't make any chilik between the different types of bia. Says the Gemara. Amr of Amram. Amram says, Ha milsa Amr lan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said the following idea to us. Beep, turn the page in front of my base. V'ana rinhu l'aynin mimas nisen. And our eyes were lit up he lit up our eyes from our Mishnah. He lightened us from the Mishnah. He said, Eshes Yisrael. Oh, Rashi first, top left corner. He says, what does that mean? Lit up their eyes? From the Mishnah about a riot to this point, then he enlightened us. Eshisrael, Shenensa, let's say you have an Eshisrael. A woman's married to a non-Kohen, Yisrael. And Nansa, she was taking advantage of. She's mutter to be with her husband, says Rashi, he lo nispasa, asura ha nispasa muteris. We're talking about a case where she was taking advantage of and she didn't want to be involved with this at all, that she mutter her husband, but she's going to be puzzled to the coin. Says Rashi, im meis baila, lo tinas to the coin. If her husband died, she came married to a coin. Vetana tuna. Our Mishnah is also teaching this idea, says Rashi, Vitana tuna is tana didan kamo avuna achuna. Basically, it's talking about our Mishnah over here taught v'chena bal achas mikol ha'ras. And it was b'torah if in such a circumstance. Oh, psulos, or if there was psulos, meaning someone who's going to be puzzled for kuhuna. My v'chein. What does that mean? It says v'chena bal achas mikol ha'ras. And it was b'torah psulos. What does it mean v'chein? Says Rashi, my vechein lava onus v'ashogeg de la'el kai. It's not going to notice the shogeg v'ketani abal achas mikol arayas pasla l'kuhuna v'eishas ish b'chal arayas. It's considered part of the arayas. So my vechein, my lav lo shna b'shogeg lo shna b'mezid. Does that mean it's coming to any type of bia that's shvacha bia, right? It's not like a full fledged, and yet what it's saying is, it's referencing b'shogeg v'lo lo shna b'shogeg lo shna b'mezid lo shna b'ones lo shna b'ratzon v'katani psala. Even though this is a bia grua and it was done b'ones, yet we still see that it's going to pass or from being with a kohen. So see, we find a raya from our Mishnah, a raya for Rosh Hashanah. Says Gemara 9, not true. Lo, That's not what it means. My v'chein was my v'chein. It means ha'ara. It means undoing ha'ara, which is the beginning part of the of Tashmish. It's not talking about the shtickle of ones. It's not referencing ones. It's just coming to teach you that if there is a bia with someone you're not allowed to be with that we found in the Mishnah, then it's going to knock off this woman from the kahuna, even if it was only ha'ara. Just like ha'ara is kona b'yavanim, so it's going to pass on another circumstance. Frek the Gemara now, okay, ha'ara the man. When you say, you want to say that the Mishnah is talking about its ha'ara, it's going to mess up a woman from kahuna, which ha'ara are we talking about? Ilema d'arayas, if you want to say it's talking about that of arayas, lemirba d'arayas alfinim yavama. What do you mean to say that we're going to learn out this halacha, and we're going to learn this out from arayas? I'm sorry, we're learning Arias from Yavama. From that's where we're learning Halachas from. The rabbi, we know it's just the opposite. Yavama, we spent a couple of days yesterday really speaking out. The Yavama, Milfinim Arias, is just the opposite. Not Arias from Yavama, but Yavama has learned that from Arias. The Iker Ha'ara, Barias Ksiv. The Iker of that idea is written by Arias, says Rashi. How could you say that? It's like we're learning from Yavama. It can't be. Ella says the Gemara. My v'chein. What does it mean? V'chein means ashalukadako d'arayos. It's talking about shalukadako by Arayos. It explains Rashi. Ashalukadako the Gatani gabi Yavama. When it talks, that's reference to Yavama. V'lochilik ben biyam l'biya. There's no difference between the two of them. Dahainu ben kedaka l'shol kedaka. Allah on that. Tani v'chena ba al achas mikol arayos is going to pass the kahuna mishum zono li'olam b'ratzen v'gamer bia v'gamer bia bia yavama derabinan ba lacha shol kedaka. So both cases, shol kedaka is going to apply also in this case as well. Adarabba says Gemara, no, nice try. Iker mishkeve isha b'arayas ksiv. That idea is written by Arayas also. Elamai v'chein, what does it mean? V'chein, not only Yibam, but also something else. It means asha lo kedaka techayve lavin. It's talking about lo kedaka when it comes to isurim that are alav. Like, for example, a almana with a kohen gadol, or a grusha, or a chalutza with a kohen hedyot. Good. Period. That's nice. Amaraba, Aishas Kohen Shinen. If an Aishas Kohen is taken advantage of, now we got ourselves a problem. Baila Loka Lem Shum Zona. If the Kohen were to be with his wife after the fact, then he would get the Malkus because now it's an Isser, it's the love of Zona. Says Gemara, Mishum Zona in Mishum Tumalo. Why is he saying it's because of Zona? What about Tuma? Says Rashi, this is a throwback back to Yud Aleph Ahmed Beis, the Aser's a husband to be with his wife who was involved with a relationship with Zalabion. Ema af Mishum Zona. That's to say, not only because of that, but also because of Zona. Masav Rabbi Zeira, frak the kasha on this, Vihi lo nispasa asura ha nispasa. The question is, what happened when that relationship occurred, when there was something inappropriate going on? The pasuk says, "V'hin lo nisbasa," and she wasn't forced to do this. If she wasn't forced, then asur, she's going to be usher. But hanisbasa, if she was forced, then something against her will, she'll be mutter. V'yishlach acher, she'afal pishin nisbasa asur. There's one that even if she was forced to do it, she's still going to be usher. V'ezo, who is this? So Eishas Kohen, this is talking about in Eishas Kohen. The lav haba mechlal asay, asay. It's a case of a lav which comes out of an asay, is an asay. So what's happening over here that Rabba's going to say that the Kohen is going to get Malkus, this is just an asay. I'm a Rabba, hakol hayu bechlal zona. When a woman is with somebody else, whether she wants to be or she doesn't want to be, it's included in the issa of zona, they're not allowed to be together. Kishapar tocha akosav gabi ishis Yisrael, when the pasuk decided to go and spell it out that it's a case of Eishes Yisrael, v'hi lo nispasa asura, when she wasn't forced that she's going to be usher, hanispasa mutaris, b'chlal, the Eishes Kohen, k'dekaima kaima. The fact that the Torah went out of its way to say that a non-Kohen would be okay means to see that it would be a Kohen, it stays the initial state of Isser, and she remains in her situation of Zona, and she's not allowed to be with her husband. Vikadami, some say, Amarabba, Ashes Koin, Shenensa, Baila Loka Aleh, Mishum Tuma. Before we said Mishum Zona, I was saying Mishum Tuma. Says Gemara, Mishum Tuma in Mishum Zona, lo. Alma, Baonis, Lokarina, Bezona. What do we see that if it's a case of Ones, then she's not called a zone in that case. If she was not forced to do this, then she's going to be asked to be with her husband. But she was forced. She's mutar, the mutaris. There's going to be another case of even though she was forced to, she's still going to be asked. Vezo, who is that? She's scoring. This is scoring. Velava mechalasei. I say, and this is a lava of mechalasei. And it's therefore son. I say. So how could you be getting malchus with being with the circumstance, being with a wife who was taken advantage of? Rabba, hakol hayu bechlal acharei asher hutama. Everything was included as shahutama, that after she's metam herself, that she's not allowed to be with her husband. Kishapart tachakos v'gabe eishes Yisrael v'hinol nispas ha'asura. But when the pasuk decided to go and spell out that a non-kohen that was not forced, that she's going to be asher, what does that tell you? That if she was forced, then muteris hanispas muteris. Mechal de eishes kohen, what does that imply? That it's only her that she's being yotzer for that. Well, it's coming to tell you, mechal de eishes kohen k'dekaimakaima, she remains in her initial state of iser by being tuma in this case, and therefore he's going to get malchus. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.